A very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20, Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. On your dingy country, and the station is BBM, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. So give us a call, have you say, 1-800-422-416. Now, applications are open for Oxfam's leadership program for First Nations women. As I always said, girls can do anything. And we're going to talk to our beautiful sister there, Oxfam Straight Talk Coordinator, Warren Williams, on the line. Warren, very good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. My sister, thank you for coming to the program. First of all, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, look, my name is Warren Williams. I'm a proud Gunai Gunishmara Yorta Yorta Wiradjuri woman, so far down in the southeast of the country.
Cold country.
Yeah. Well, a big face.
Exactly. My sister, I'm calling from Cairns, of course. Here at Bumabipra. Talking about this fantastic application to open for Oxfam's leadership program for First Nation women. So Oxfam Straight Talk, you're the coordinator. Tell us about the application for women. That's all First Nation women to put in, no matter what field. Tell us about what's it in aid of, and how we can inspire to lift our women to the top, so to speak.
Yeah. So Oxfam Straight Talk program connects Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women with the political system and builds women's capacity as change makers. So we focus on practical tools over the week-long summit that we will be holding in Canberra. So we're looking at how changes happen on the ground. We're looking at some of the issues in terms of what we're facing as community. We're also looking at the importance and understanding the Australian electoral system and how that works.
Mm.
We also invite international guest speakers, as well as national ones from all over Australia, to share their stories on how change is made, as well as meeting with local politicians in federal parliament.
Yeah, too deadly. And like I said, girls can do anything. We need more female leaders and black ones at that. What about previous participants for this fantastic vehicle as such? Who can you name?
Yeah, look, Vonda Malone has become the first female mayor of the Torres Strait, has been a long-time supporter of the Straight Talk program.
Good.
So it's been great to see women like Vonda succeed in many different areas. We've got many women who've gone on to make changes in many different ways, from within their families to local communities. Some women have gone on to become involved in positions of influence or local council or local government. Some go on to become politicians as well.
Sure, look, fantastic. And so we're talking about no matter what field you're coming from, do they nominate themselves or can people nominate them?
Yeah, so it's an application process where women are applying on behalf of themselves. And anyone, we encourage anyone over the age of 18 to apply. So again, it's about making change, and I guess it's
sure.
little practical tools that women can take with them throughout their life as well. And whether it's a small change in your community or it's a big one, the program is open for all women to be a part of.
And look, I'm strongly believing that it's not an ego thing, and most women who do fill out the application, they strongly feel in their heart and good spirit that they are doing a bit for their community and leading the way, and we want to recognise them.
That's right, we do. And, women are making many different changes in many different ways, and we want to hear from everyone. It doesn't matter what field of work you're actually involved in at the moment, there are different things that, women can contribute to as well.
Oh, fantastic. And so it's open for the application to open. When do the applications close?
Yeah, applications close on the 17th of July. Yeah. And the National Summit will be held in Canberra between October the 17th to the 22nd.
Okay. And how do people apply? You got a webpage there?
Yep, so visit our, there's a couple of ways to apply.
Mm.
So you can apply via the Oxfam Australia website, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is at Oxfam Straight Talk,
yes.
And there's a link there to follow.
So all our deadly beautiful sisters out there, put the application in, and you are all winners. Just fill it out, put the eye in the fire, and just see if it lights up, sister.
Yes, that's it.
Well, Warren, thank you very much. Great talking with you, sis, and all the best to your deadly team there at Oxfam Straight Talk.
Thank you.
Take care, sis. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks, bye.
Deadly Yarn there, and that's the coordinator for Oxfam Straight Talk, Warren Williams, her name is, and the message there is applications open for Oxfam's leadership program for First Nation women. So all our beautiful black sisters out there leading the way, no matter what field, put in an application, like I said, throw the iron in the fire, and whether you think that you're worthy or not, well, you are. The fact that what you're doing is putting eyes on yourself and the work that you're doing, helping your community. So we need more leaders and lead from the front. Too Deadly. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416.
Does it so deep, 'cause this may be your own. Yaberno, Yanbaraya Banambudu, Murana Daninami, Ujakan Belawarini, Murana Daninami, Kuraka Janamarani, Ujakan Belajapani, Murakora Layanani.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's on Yidinji Country. BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. You can have your Sabo calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'm going to catch up a yarn with a lot of faith, candidate for Labor, for Leichhardt, and just touch base with her and see how she's travelling. And she's throwing her hat in the arena once again. A lot of very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trendy Trev. How are you? I'm fantastic.
I'm good too. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So you're throwing your hat in the arena again. We're in the Labor hat, of course, candidate for Leichhardt. Tell us why you're doing it again and what's your vision, my sister?
Well, I tell you what, I have a big vision and I'm absolutely stoked to be the Labor candidate again.
Hmm.
I remember at the last federal election, at the end of the election night, I didn't win the election, and my husband said to me, do you reckon you're going to do it again? And I said, of course I'm going to throw my hat in the ring again, because my passion and my drive to represent the community of Leichhardt did not die the night that I didn't win the election. So here I am again.
Yep.
It's fantastic. We're going to work really hard. I've got my sleeves rolled up.
Good.
I want to get out there into the community.
Oh, fantastic. And your passion is there. And doing it for the people, the constituents in your electorate, Leichhardt, a lot of work to be done. There's some good news regarding housing. Let's quickly talk about that, please, Lotta.
Yeah, look, great news about housing. So we know that there is a severe housing crisis nationally, not just here in Far North Queensland.
Yes.
Far North Queenslanders are finding it harder and harder to put a roof over their head. And we know that it gets worse as you go up from Cairns to the Cape to the Torres Strait.
Mm.
So, you know, Scott Morrison government, you know, hasn't done pretty much just dropped the ball when it comes to Indigenous housing commitment.
Yes.
Labor has a $10 billion Housing Australia Future Fund, it's called.
All right.
Lovely title.
Yes.
But what that actually translates to, Trev, is that we're going to, it's $10 billion. It's going to be in a future fund. It's going to build 35 social and affordable houses, and 200 million of that is going to go towards renovating and maintaining our houses in communities in North Australia, because we know that our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders are living in some of the worst housing conditions, not in Australia, Trev, but in the world.
Well, exactly. And this is the 21st century. And when we're talking housing, we're talking necessity. And yeah, and we're also talking about 2-3 families living in one house, and something's got to be done.
That's exactly right. It is a basic right to put a, to have and to make sure your government can help put a roof over your head. And the important thing to remember also is, if we're successful at this next federal election, and if I'm successful in this next federal election, when we start rolling that out, we're going to have, we want to see local people maintaining these homes, renovating these homes, local jobs, local apprenticeships. But more importantly, we're not going to have that mob from down Canberra come up and make all the decisions. We're going to make sure that we get out in the community and we talk to you guys out in the communities about what do you want.
Exactly, exactly. Not the tail wagging a dog, so to speak. And like, and that's the thing is, people throw their hat in the arena to become a member of parliament. You've got to be there for the people and not for the job. And then when you get in there, make sure it is for the people and not for the job.
That's exactly right. Now, it's easy for me to say that that's what I'm going to do because I've never been a member of parliament, but I can tell you something, Trevor. I worked for Centrelink for 12 years, and every day I was listening to personal stories of hardship and struggle, and that is seriously one of the reasons why I'm standing here today again, because I want to be a voice. And I'm, you know, Leichhardt's a big electorate. It's not just Cairns. You know,
of course.
And that's really important to remember that we're going to go right up to the Torres Strait and the Cape. So,
exactly.
People, Trevor.
And look, you heard some atrocious stories as being employed by Centrelink across the telephone line in regard to what's happening with constituents in this area.
Oh, look, honestly, it's horrible.
Mm.
And we've had a government, a Scott Morrison's government here for 8 years. They've been in power for 8 years, and we're still talking about the same problems. These people are still facing the same struggles they did 3 years ago at the last federal election and then 8 years ago. And I tell you something, Trevor, it made me really appreciate the life that I have, because I could go home at the end of the day and I had a roof over my head.
Mm.
I could go out and have coffee with my friends on a Saturday morning because I had, you know, I had a full-time job that meant that I could plan a future when I was a single mum for my daughter and I. And not everyone has that luxury, Trevor. We've got to fix this.
Exactly. And they say things don't change if things don't change. So change is the engine of growth is what I'm picking up.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Fantastic. And you lived in Cairns?
I have been a Cairns local for 21 years.
There you
now,
go.
I know you local mob will not say that's a local, but
oh, after two cyclones, you're local, they reckon.
True, there you go. I grew up in Papua New Guinea for the first 15 years of my life.
Oh, one talk.
Me one play Hagen Medi. Me no good, yeah. I'm a working mum, I'm a wife, and I just want to get out there, and I think we need some fresh energy in the electorate in Leichhardt, and we need a government that's going to put value on the people of Australia.
Fantastic. A lot of faith. Thank you for the yarn. Of course, we'll be yarning closer to the date when election date happens. We don't know when that is, do we?
No, we don't. Mr Morrison can make a decision anytime after August this year, before end of May next year. So.
Watch this space.
Now, Trevor, I just want to say, though, between now and the next time we have a yarn, I want to have a cool name like Trendy Trev.
Oh, there you go. We'll find one for you. That's a radio name, but high on life, and that's why the trendy comes into it.
I love it.
A lot of nice talking to you, my sister. You take care and all the best. Please keep in touch.
Thanks.
Thanks, Trevor, and thanks to all your listeners. Have an awesome morning.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Adela Yandel, Light of Faith, and she's a Labor candidate for Leichhardt. And talking about her future head and throwing her hat in the arena once again. We don't have election date, as she mentioned. After August will be the date given. After August and before May next year, 2022. So there it is. Have your say, Yana Strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My heart aches as I think of you, I'm overcome by sadness. But my heart smiles as I remember you. The most beautiful sunrise was rising as you grew your wings. You had rainbows in your hair. Rainbows in your hair. I knew this day would come, the pain it will never pass. I remember sandcastles and kites in the air. This pouring rain is draining, we watch as you crumble. Our sadness echoes everywhere. Echoes everywhere. Sometimes angels need to do their work from heaven. Although this world feels like a different place, you have touched hearts and souls from all around the world. Grow your wings and fly high with the rest. We know. Perfect day.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. A very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It's I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns as BBM Bumabrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, we've got the Which Way Yarning segment. That's with the Edmonton Police. And Which Way Yarn is proudly sponsored by Pocone IGA, Brinsmead, Edmonton. They give us a box of fruit here at Bumabrit Media for our school-based traineeship. Healthy living, healthy lifestyles, what we talk about here. Fantastic. And with the yarn, we got Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay from Edmonton Police. Senior Sergeant, good morning. How are
you? Good morning. How are you, Trevor?
Fantastic. Great to see you. Look, thanks for coming in, as always, my brother. Our topic today, dangerous driving habits.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. Yeah, open up that conversation.
Yeah, so Queensland Department of Transport and Main Roads have a new safety campaign, which they do each year. Mm-hmm. And this one, they're focusing on dangerous driving habits. And their campaign's targeting driving habits from the 3rd of August through to the 6th of September. Mm-hmm. When we think about dangerous driving, we normally do think of the Fatal Five.
Yes.
And but they want to highlight some of the other bad habits that we have on the road.
Let's talk to Fatal Five first, my friend, just to remind the people.
Yep, Fatal Five is always speeding, drink driving, seatbelts and restraints, and fatigue. And with technology, that certainly highlighted distraction as our fifth one.
Yes.
So that's mobile their mobile phones and you know, even the old chocolate milk in the one hand and a pie in the other can be distraction, you know.
Is that right? Okay, so that's illegal to eat and drink?
Well, look, if you had an accident and we could point it that was the cause of the accident, there's the offence. Yep. Many people manage to, you know, drive, drink, and eating a chocolate bar or whatever they need to do, and they're not a hassle on our roads, but it's when it's all of a sudden
an accident, then that could accident. Be the reason for it, and then you could be fined for it.
There's the offence, that's exactly
there's
right.
There's the offence, okay. Yep. Yep. So that's the Fatal Five, and what are the messages there?
So look, we're talking about bad habits on the roads, so and we can always see other people's bad habits, you know. I mean, we all have our pet hates. Sure. You know, whether it's the one that, you know,
tailgating
for example. Yeah, look, tailgating is a good one, and it's one of the campaign's focuses.
Okay.
And it's dangerous because if someone does need to pull up suddenly, well, then you're going to crash in the back of that vehicle.
But if you hit someone in the back, you're at fault.
You sure are. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
And not the person in front.
No, that's right. Yeah. So that's why we ask that we leave a safe distance. And
well, some people tailgate because of the be in their bonnet or frustrated with you, so they do that. Yeah. But if the accident is caused, then it's you're at fault because you're the one tailgating.
Absolutely. So you're the one tailgating. So you've got to, you know, be able to leave a safe distance to stop.
Exactly.
And the way they measure a safe distance is do the old 2 second rule. It, you know, they pass the vehicle in front of you passes a post. Count for 2 seconds, and then you pass the post.
Okay,
and that's with all speeds.
Yes.
Obviously, yes. 100 kilometres an hour, your 2 seconds going to give you a greater distance than 60.
Yes.
But it's still we consider that to be a safe distance.
Okay. Fair enough. So what are the messages there?
Yeah. So the other one they're talking about is failing to give way. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is an important one because there's many very serious crashes that occur because people have failed to give way.
Mm.
And, you know, that's the old giveaway sign that, you know, we pass every Monday morning when we drive through
it.
And we just power on through because there's hardly any traffic. And then there's that one day.
Habit. Bad habit is what we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's that one day that we go through that sign and we find that there is a vehicle there and we have that collision, you know. And and I know I've used this example before on this show, but I'll go through a stop sign every day on my way to work. Mm. And I stop religiously at that stop sign. Two reasons. One is it's a stop sign and it's safe to do so. You should be stopping. But the other thing is I've got my children in the car. They're all getting older now, so they're coming towards looking at getting driver's license in the next few years.
Okay.
We're creating those good driver habits.
Habits, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're watching you.
They're watching
the
you.
The kids are watching you.
And, and I can assure you, if every day I drove through that stop sign, when they got their license and they left from home, they would do the same thing.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
You know, we need to, you know, children are impressionable. We need to reinforce those good behaviours in their driving.
Yep.
So, yeah, look, if nothing else, we're saving you money if you create good driving habits because you're not getting those tickets, you're not finding yourself in front of the courts, And, you know, that's good enough reason for me, or fear of death or injury from
exactly.
a traffic accident.
And look, if not a fatal, then the dramas that you've got to go through regarding the pranged up car, the points if you're in the wrong, the fine, conversing with the other person, getting their details, paying for their damages. I mean, all the above. It's something that we don't need.
No, that's right.
And I always say we're going to have our fair share of problems in life. So why go looking for problems?
Exactly.
You know, or creating them.
And if you're late and you're in a hurry, you know, you're really going to be late if you crash your car up. You know,
well, so, exactly.
You know, give yourself a bit of time. You know, plan your trip. Leave a bit earlier if you need to. And you know, and if you are late, look, today you're going to be late. So, like you say, better to get there. Better not to be put.
Get in the car. Text the person you're going to meet. Listen, I'm sorry, I'm running a bit late here.
Yeah.
Bear with me. I'll see you when I get there.
Yeah, exactly.
Then the pressure's off as well. Then you're not looking for the speed.
That's exactly
They know, hey, take your time. It's all good. I'll just order the coffee. I'll wait till you come.
I know.
You
yep.
can slow the process down, don't,
I know.
Don't you?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And people don't want to see police. We don't want to have to pull you up. You know, I lost count of how many times someone commits a minor traffic accident, traffic offence, and then we pull them over and find other offences in the car.
Yeah.
You know, so covertly just play by the rules, get through the traffic. You know, and you won't get come to our attention in any way. You know,
well, if you're pulling someone over because they went through a stop sign, for example, you know. Like I said, well, they did wrong. They're going to get fined, whatever. But then you're checking over the car. If there's a broken tail light or something, then they're going to get fined for that too,
exactly.
aren't they?
You know, obstructed number plates.
Yeah, there you go.
Defective vehicle.
I mean, do due diligence. But if you're not doing it, then you're in the process of doing get it done quickly, because if you get pulled over, you're going to hit for about 3, 4, 5 different offences.
Yeah, and they add up. You know, your fines they're not cheap.
Yeah.
And, you know, and look, no one likes to get a fine, but that's all structured around changing your driving behaviour. So, you know, it's meant to hurt and it's meant to be uncomfortable.
Exactly. But see, the thing is, like I said, some people talk about you police officers revenue. But if you done wrong and if you got boily tyres or if you haven't got a broken tail light, it's you.
Yeah.
The man in the mirror, the woman in the mirror.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
You're just doing your job.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So if the broken taillight is there and your last pay package, you were supposed to get it, but you decided to buy a carton for the party.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of stuff. It's just
Those what would relatively be minor offences, say, let's say the baldy tyre.
Yeah, sure.
They're the ones that go on to create a fatal accident.
Well, that's true,
you
too.
Know? And that's why those laws are there. And,
prevention.
You know, so absolutely, you've probably been driving around quite what you feel safely for a week or so with this baldy tyre, but it's when you needed to stop or you needed to corner and then that car left the road or had a collision with another vehicle. You know, that's when it becomes a lot more serious, you know. So, look.
Well, no matter how good a driver you are, If the car's sliding because it's boily tyres, you've got a drip no matter how good of a driver you are.
You're a passenger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hang on to the steering wheel. You're only a passenger, yep.
So very good point. So key messages. When you look at, we're doing pretty good up here in Queensland regarding COVID-19, Glenn, but when you look at down south there, I mean, talking about people who are supposed to be in isolation or lockdown, people out and about, the police are doing their job. People are getting fined for $4,000.
Yeah.
That's the case, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's frustrating and it's never, you know, it's being locked down is a difficult thing. But coming into quarantine, so if you come into the state from one of these hotspot areas, you do have to self-quarantine or you go into our quarantine hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, I can imagine myself in a small room, I'll be climbing the walls after two weeks, you know. So I suppose some of these people, that's the sacrifice they're going to make if they want to come into our state.
Yep.
But they do need to isolate because we don't want this virus to rise.
And you can't be telling porky pies.
No.
Because we're talking about a disease here, a virus that's... contagious, you know what I mean, and it's killing people. So the government and the law has got to get strong because people are telling porkypies, and it's creating havoc. It really is.
Yeah, and look, in the north, you're right. We're in a good place at the minute. You know, we can travel quite freely. Our Indigenous communities aren't under a lockdown. The vehicle checkpoints have gone.
Yeah.
You know, we can assume if there's going to be positive cases in the north, that we will most likely go back to the scenario that we had. And that's difficult for people to see themselves going back into those.
And we don't want to go back there, so let's buy by the rules.
Do the right thing. And that report bad behaviour too. If someone knows that someone should have been into a lockdown and they've seen them leave the residence,
sure,
or they know that they're not,
yeah,
they're not,
make the call.
Make the call. Give the police a call, and we'll go and check up on them. And you know, because like you say, if this thing, you know, rears its ugly head in the north here, we're back into lockdown.
Exactly. We don't want to be in the same situation in Victoria's. I'm thinking of those guys big time. But the phrase comes to the table again, we are all in this together, aren't we?
We are, absolutely, yep. And this is a virus that doesn't target any specific persons for any reason, you know. It's actually...
But the vulnerable is the elderly, of course.
They suffer the consequence.
Yeah, especially our mob in communities. Brothers, look, thank you very much, Glenn. Great talking with you. All the best to you and your deadly team.
Yeah.
And your family. Look, stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Sure. Good on you. Thanks, Trev.
All right. Beautiful yarn there, Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay from Edmonton Police. And that segment, Which Way Yarning, and proudly sponsored by Pecone, IGA, Brinsmead and Edmonton. And they give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Bipper Media for our school-based traineeship, healthy living, healthy lifestyle. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the bully one, Trevor Tim 20, Trev Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM, Bummer Bipper Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416. Gurumul History, Saltwater Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Beautiful track there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416 with Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. And we're going to catch up with Tony Gibbs. My brother, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor, my radio brother. I'm good today at peace here. And it's been a special day for me, Remembrance Day for Donna, my love, there on 16th of June. It's her birthday.
Oh, it's Donna's birthday.
Yeah, yeah. It's
beautiful.
Yeah, I've been quiet and I was going to call up the request show earlier on. I didn't know what the song to request, and then I read the show there, and you had a beautiful black woman on, so you done it for me anyway.
And that's her talking to you, my brother.
this is how the communicator of the universe is uncanny sometimes. Yes. To know all those things. Yeah, so special day, so I'm born again.
So how long since we've... Lost Donna there, brother?
16, since the day before Anzac Day last year. So
last year, yeah.
Well, that's like 14 months and a few days now. I haven't, not that sharp and that much.
And that's what I'm saying, brother. You live strong because you're living two lives now, brother. You're living her life as well as your life, and she's with you in spirit anyway.
Yeah, for a while I was only half of me, and then her spirit inhabits me, and I share that belief, I think we do and stuff, and that's what keeps me going, because I've got unfinished business.
And she's watching you too. She's making sure that you do the business too.
Yeah, you've been in this place, and I just stay here, and I go down to the green patch frequently, and I've been maintaining that campaign there of flyers on the wall. I put them up, the council take them down. The Queen's birthday, they were up for 3 days.
Yep.
And I talk to people when they want to know, and I don't force on them. And there's no say, it's the most peaceful protest. They read the flyers, I put them everywhere, and the place is full of travellers now, and they understand, we've got a rainforest, people here can't even go to their river anymore.
Yeah, sad, brother, sad. And that's why you got the fight. The fight continues, and you're doing your bit for your mob there and for the community of Gordonville, brother.
Yeah, mate, I'm fighting for the existence of a tribe because it's so demoralising, all the things they do. I heard that lady before, she talking lingo from New Guinea there too, to stand up the light thing. You know, I got the flyer up down here, and it says, Curtis Pitt. Labour Party politics. I said, what is it, Labour or One Nation, you know? We're calling it Camp Segregation Park now.
Yes.
We want our fights back. We just want to be able to drive down the river and get away from all them travellers. They got it great. I say, yeah, you're good here, but think about them poor fella walking down. They can't go drive down their river no more.
No, exactly, yeah. Brother. Exactly.
And that's what I do, and I go there and they offer me dinner, and I'll have a beer with somebody one time a year, you know, and I've got it down to about one a fortnight because people really want to know. They want to know. They want to know what's happening, you know. And I said, well, there, look, this is where civilization ends, and that's where rainforest starts.
And if you want to know, talk to the locals. And that you are, my brother.
Yeah, well, I'm sort of, what's the word, you know, a medium between two worlds.
Yeah. Liaison officer, whatever you want to call it.
Thank you. Yeah, I saw this fella, he had a T-shirt the other day on. I really like that T-shirt. It said, I don't know what, my job is so secret, even I don't know what it is, but...
Secret squirrel.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking of BSA, you know, that Pommy motorbike. BSA, a British secret agent. No, I'm not secret, mate.
you're putting it out there, my brother. Make more noise you make, brother.
Yeah,
more noise you make, like a squeaky tire, squeaky wheel, you get attended to.
The people are good. It's not the people, it's the government. I come here knocking Australians, but it's the government, mate. It's the government and the powers to be. The people are mostly, you know, 99%. It's not the people, it's the governments. Anyway, I was trying to not have politics today.
And happy birthday to beautiful Donna. She's with you in spirit, my brother, and watching everything you do. So keep it strong, brother.
Yeah, I'm just keeping going. Still alive, still kicking.
Yeah.
Morning.
All right, brother. You take care. All the best, Tony.
Yeah, I'm taking care. Thank you. You too.
That's Tony Gibbs there, called from Gordonville, and his beautiful loved one birthday today. Happy birthday, Donna, with us in spirit. And he's still fighting for the rights there down at the green patch down at Gordonville at the base of the pyramid here in Cairns. Down the way in Gordonville, 20 minutes drive from Cairns. You, Mob Murray, going to sign off here. Thank you very much for your company. And back in the hot seat and tomorrow, that deadly number 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black. Otherwise, you can text a brother 0457140550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Big shout out. Andrew, Mr. Corbett, hope you're well, my brother. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn soon, you Mob, and be careful of the virus that's out there. It is a pandemic that we're living in, and we need to be careful and take care of what we're doing. You Mob to Delhi. News coming up very soon. National Talk Black.